Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨.
It's a joy to be standing here before you.
好喜乐能够站立在大家面前.
I'm really thankful for this opportunity to be able to share a few words that the Lord has given to me.
感谢主给我这个机会能够分享 一些祂赐给我的话.
And some of these words have been stored up in my heart for quite a while.
这些话在我心底里面已经储藏了一段时间.
Would you please turn with me to the book of John, Gospel of John, chapter 15.
我们请打开约翰福音第十五章.
Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章.
This morning we will read verses 1 through 17.
今天早上我们会读1到17节.
Verse 1.
第一节.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire. And they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full.
我是葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子；你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他们里面。 这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们不能作什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。 你们要常在我的命令，就常在我的爱里。正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another.
第十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这样大的。 你们若遵行我吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所作的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经告诉你们了。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子常存，使你们奉我的名，无论去父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
我们请一起低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love to us.
天父，多谢你对我哋嘅爱。
We thank you for the life that you give to us.
多谢你赐俾我哋生命。
That is our prayer this morning.
呢个就系我哋今日嘅祷告。
That we could become more like our Lord.
使我哋更加像我哋嘅主。
That we may be able to see and know him.
使我哋能够看见认识他。
And in the end, to become like him.
使最后我哋能够像他。
Not for our own glory, but for your glory.
不是为着我们自己的荣耀，却是为着你的荣耀。
And so we pray this morning that you would open up the eyes of our hearts to be able to receive the word that you would have for us.
主，今天早上求你打开我们的心眼，使我们见到你要让我们看见的光。
Through this passage that we may be able to see more of who you are.
藉着这段的经文，能够更多认识你是如何的一位。
and more of who Christ is.
更加認識基督是如何一位。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈禱是奉耶穌的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning I would like to share with you about the true vine.
今天早上願意和大家分享真葡萄樹。
And this is, I believe, I trust, a very familiar passage to most of us.
相信這一段大家都很熟悉的經文。
It is about our Lord Jesus.
就是關乎到我們主耶穌基督。
And it is about us.
亦都是關乎到我們自己。
And it provides us with a very beautiful picture, a beautiful metaphor.
我們見到一幅很美麗的圖畫，一個很漂亮的比喻。
Of the vine and the branches.
就是這個葡萄樹和枝子。
We know that in the Gospel of John, our Lord describes himself many times, starting with that phrase, I am.
我們曉得在約翰福音，我們的主自己很多次稱呼自己為我是。
You may remember that he said, I am the bread of life.
大家會記得他說過,我是生命的糧。
I'm the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I'm the door of the sheep.
我是羊的門。
I'm the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I'm the resurrection and the life.
我是復活，我是生命。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
And now he says, I'm the true vine.
現今他講到我是葡萄樹。
Each of these I am statements focus on a different aspect of the Lord's character.
他講每一次我是都是講到主不同方面的性格。
And each of these I am statements expounded on what he had already said, that very striking statement.
每一個我是他都是解釋他所講過的話。
When he told his critics that before Abraham was born, I am.
當他跟針對的人說在亞伯拉罕之前我是。
Because the Lord is everything.
因為我們的主實在是所有的。
And he's the one who transcends all time.
他亦都是超越時間的。
All powerful, all knowing, all present.
他是全知、全能、全在的。
Without beginning nor end.
他是沒有起初、亦都沒有終結的。
So infinite, so grand, so difficult to comprehend also.
是無限的,是沒有人能夠想像到的。
And yet, he became human.
但是他成為了人。
Walked as a man.
他是好像人一樣走在地上面。
Constrained to a body and a time and a space.
他被時間、空間來約束。
So personal and so intimate in this way.
他是和人是何等的親密。
There's so many things that we can learn from him, of him.
我們在主身上我們學到很多東西。
We can see his loving, tender nature and care for us.
我們在他當中見到他是如何的愛我們，如何的關。
And I believe that is what comes out in these verses that we have just read this morning.
相信在剛才我們所讀的經文裡面，我們同樣是見到這幾點。
When we come to this seventh statement where he says, I am.
當我們看到這些七個的我是的時候。
We recognize the context because we have read these passages, these chapters so many times.
我們曉得他講這些話當時的背景，因為我們都讀過這段的經文了。
We know that this is a time in which the Lord is about to depart from this world.
我們曉得主將要離開世界。
That he had just had his last supper with his disciples.
他剛剛和他的門徒吃完這個最後的晚餐。
And that one of them was about to betray him.
其中一位亦都準備離去背叛他。
And so he shared with his disciples that he was going to be departing from them, that he was going to another place.
所以他跟他的門徒分享，他要離開這個地方，去到另一處地方。
And so this must have been very confusing and disturbing to his disciples.
所以對於這班門徒來講，相信是感到很煩惱。
A man who were so captivated by Jesus.
這班人是被耶穌如何吸引住的。
That they had given up their lives, even their welfare.
他們是將自己的一生交託給主。
To walk with this man, to go all sorts of places with this man.
他跟隨這個人一同走地上的路。
And now, in a very short while, he was going to be departing from them.
但還有不多的時間，這個人就要離開他們了。
Some of them had spent about 3 years of their lives with him.
有一些門徒是花了他一生中3年的時間去跟隨這位耶穌。
Investing with a thought that there was something greater in store for them.
他们认为能够花这些时间将来会得到一些报酬。
And yet here he is, about to leave them.
但是现在这位耶稣要离开他们。
Oh, it would have been very easy for them to fall away.
实在很容易这一班人他会跌倒。
Or return to their former occupations.
或者回到他们从前的职业。
Or to go find another leader or another cause to live for.
或者他们会去找另一个领袖来跟随。
And Jesus knew that there was this temptation that would creep up in their hearts.
而主耶稣就晓得在这一班门徒心里面就有这些引诱在他们的心里面走出来。
For in the hours and the days and even the years ahead, they were going to be tested.
他们是会受到试验。
So Jesus leaves them with these words of assurance.
所以主耶稣就将这些稳固的话赐给这一班门徒。
That he is the true vine.
他就是真葡萄树。
So why was it that Jesus described himself as the true vine?
为什么耶稣形容他自己为这个真葡萄树呢?
Why did he use this picture and metaphor?
为什么会用这个象征呢?
No, any Jew who knew the scripture would have quickly recognized the association of this metaphor.
所有犹太人,他如果是少许认识圣经的话,他都晓得主所讲这个比喻。
Because the Jews view themselves, they recognize themselves as the vine of God.
因为犹太人就是晓得他们就是神那一棵的葡萄树。
They were a choice vine planted on a fertile hill by the Lord.
他们是上好的葡萄树,是主将他们种在山上面。
They were cared for and cherished. They were fruitful and even glorious.
他们是被主来去栽培的,他们亦都大大的结果子。
The vine has long been a symbol of prosperity and of peace.
这个葡萄树就是这个繁荣、安定的象征。
We know the vine and its fruit was really not a necessity of life, but rather it was a luxury of life.
我们晓得葡萄树所结出来的果子,不是我们生活中所需的,却是生活中一些多出来的奢侈的物。
And wine production dates back thousands of years to ancient civilizations.
而这些葡萄做出酒这件事已经是古代千几年的时候已经开始。
The vineyards were largely owned by kings and officials, priests, aristocrats.
通常这些葡萄园都是那些王、那些贵族来所拥有的。
You really had to have money in order to have a vineyard.
你实在需要很有钱才能够拥有一个葡萄园。
And the art of making wine was not something that was really well known or done well, perhaps I should say.
而这个酿酒的艺术也都不是很多人知晓的。
It was not for the common folk.
不是一些普通人能够知道。
I don't know if any of you have ever tried to make wine before.
不知在座当中有没有人尝试来去酿酒。
I know there's a brother here who makes beer.
我知道当中有弟兄来去整啤酒。
And I'm sure that's an art and a science in itself.
我实在相信整啤酒实在是一个艺术。
But winemaking is also very challenging.
但是酿这些葡萄酒就更加有挑战性了。
I'm sure you and I can make some very bad wine together.
我相信你和我可以整一些很差的酒。
And if we did that, we'd never want to drink wine again.
如果我们做了这些酒,我们喝了之后,相信以后都不想再喝酒了。
But there's a science behind it.
因为在酿酒的背后有一些科学。
And I'm not going to try to get into the science because I don't know the science behind it, but I can appreciate it for what it is.
我不会跟大家分享酿酒背后的科学,因为我自己都不太知晓,但我实在因着这些酿酒的学识,我很欣赏这些酒。
Because as some of you have had, just like me, we've had some very bad wine and we've also had some very good wine.
因为相信大家都尝过一些好酒,亦都尝过一些坏酒。
So what I really want to point out is that this winemaking was really because there was a science and there's a wealth behind it, that it was not for the ordinary, but it was for the kings.
但是今天想跟大家分享的一点,就是因为酿酒的背后需要何等的金钱和知识,所以只是那些王和有钱的人才能够酿酒的。
And not only the kings, but for the wealthy.
不单止是王,
and it was not something that could be produced during times of warfare.
亦都不是一些能够在打仗的日子能够酿出酒来的。
But these kings and these officials, these the aristocrats, the priests, they could only be making the wine when there was peace.
就是只有这些王、这些贵胄、这些祭司能够在安稳的时代只能够酿出酒来。
And so that's why there's even some Old Testament prophets that wrote about this, that when there was a time of safety, when the nation was able to live in safety, then each man would be able to sit under his own vine.
在舊約那裏亦都有先知記載過，只有在安定的日子，人才能夠嘗酒。
So the Israelites, they viewed themselves as those people who were prosperous.
所以以色列人，他就看自己為那一班繁榮的一班人。
As a nation that was blessed.
是一個被祝福的國家。
And such they were.
當然他們是。
Because they were a special people, a chosen race.
因为他们是被拣选的族类,
unlike any of the other nations in the world.
不同其他世界上的国家,
they were the people who recognized and worshiped the one true God.
这一班以色列人, 他们认识, 亦都是敬拜, 那位真神,
not as an image as all the other nations had done.
不是好像其他, 国家去拜偶像一样,
in all their idolatrous ways.
他们是拜偶像的。
But these people, they saw the true God, the true living God, as one who was spirit.
但是这一班以色列人，他们认识这一位真神为灵。
And so they were blessed.
所以他们是受祝福的。
And they were to be a blessing to all the other families of the earth.
他们亦都要成为这个地上所有国家的祝福。
We can read from the book of Isaiah that the Lord held them in high regard.
我们在以赛亚书那里见到主是何等是看这一班以色列人。
In Isaiah chapter 5 verse 7, it reads, For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his delightful plant.
在以赛亚书第五章那里讲到这一班以色列人就是我所亲爱的葡萄园是在肥美的山岗上面所栽种的。
This was the house of Israel. It was a vineyard.
这个就是以色列家，这个以色列家就是一个葡萄园。
And God viewed his people as a delightful plant.
神就看他的子民为这个肥美的葡萄园。
So as a delightful plant, the Lord God had an expectation of his people.
作为一个所亲爱的葡萄园。 主对这一班人有一点点的期望。
That they would be ones who would produce good fruit.
主就是期望这个葡萄园能够出产到好的果子。
But instead, what the Lord found was fruit that was worthless.
但是主却在这个葡萄园找到野葡萄。
In the second half of that verse 7, we find out what it was that the Lord found.
在第七节的第二部分, 我们就见到主在这个葡萄园里面找到什么。
Why was it they were producing worthless fruit?
为什么他们会出野葡萄呢?
Because God, he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed, for righteousness, but behold, a cry for distress.
但是原来神所指望的是公平，但是谁知倒有暴虐，指望的是公义，谁知倒有冤声。
The nation of Israel had become proud.
这个以色列国变得骄傲。
They became independent of God.
他们从神独立过来。
They were unfaithful. They became idolatrous, worship the foreign gods.
他们不忠，他们是拜这些外面的偶像。
And we can see then, as part of that then, they fell.
我们就见到因着这样的缘故，他们跌倒。
Without the presence of God in their lives.
没有神的同在。
They lived for themselves.
他们就为了自己而活。
There was no righteousness. There was no justice.
在他们里面没有公义，没有审判。
But instead, there was just a lot of bloodshed and turmoil and distress.
在他们里面就只有这些暴虐，这些冤声。
The glory that they thought they had was really based on the things of man.
他们以为所拥有的荣耀, 完全是建立在, 人的基础上面。
And they kept holding on to the past.
他们却是不断的, 找住过去,
of those glorious days when the nation, when the people, when the king had followed after the Lord God.
他们就, 想起, 当年, 他们的王, 当他们敬拜神的时候所得到的繁荣。
But that wasn't the case any longer.
但是却是现在却是不是这样。
And so for hundreds and hundreds of years, the nation suffered and struggled.
所以在几百年的时间里面, 以色列国, 不断地被欺压。
As they were trampled and run over by other nations and kingdoms.
他们是被其他国家来践踏。
And so when Jesus came along,
所以当耶稣来到这个地上的时候,
He became their new hope.
耶稣主就成为他们新的希望。
And He expressed to them,
咁佢哋就, 主就咁样讲,
that He was His true vine.
佢就系真葡萄树。
That no longer did they have to look to themselves.
你哋唔需要再去依靠自己。
That they did not have to depend on themselves, their own wisdom, their own power, their own mind.
佢哋唔需要再去依靠自己嘅智慧, 自己嘅能力。
But that Jesus was Christ.
耶稣就系基督。
That He was the Messiah, the Anointed One.
耶稣就是尼赛亚, 就是被高的那一位,
and that He was the fulfillment of all these promises that the Lord God had made, given to the people.
耶稣, 就是能够成就神给以色列人一切的应许的那一位,
He was the embodiment of what the vine was supposed to represent.
耶稣, 就是那一棵的真葡萄树。
Israel was just a representative, a type.
以色列只是那一棵葡萄树的预表。
Jesus was the real thing.
主耶稣就是那个预表的真像。
Yeah, He had no lack.
在主里面没有任何的缺陷。
He's fully God, yet also truly human.
他是百分百是神, 亦都是人。
A perfect and complete, yet relatable, and for a moment even tender and frail.
他是完全的。 但他亦都是柔軟的。
He was everything that God had desired.
他是神所期望的一切。
He was that delightful plant that the Lord God had sought for and spoken about in the book of Isaiah that we just read.
耶稣就是神所喜爱的那一棵葡萄树, 就是刚才在以赛亚书所形容的葡萄树。
For we know God the Father said of His Son, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
因为我们晓得, 父神是这样称耶稣, 为他是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
Because Jesus is that true vine, and He has the power of life.
因为耶稣就是那一个真葡萄树, 祂就是生命的能量。
Notice that He didn't start this discourse of sharing with His disciples, stating that He was a vine, but rather He said He was the true vine.
在, 约翰福音第15章, 主开始的时候不是说他只是一棵的葡萄树, 主他是说我就是那真葡萄树。
It's just like in the beginning, at the center of the Garden of Eden. There were two trees.
就好像在伊甸园里面, 开始的时候有两棵树。
Two trees, but only of them had life-giving properties.
是有两棵树, 只有一棵是, 拥有生命的,
and this is the tree that God wanted man to pick.
而这一棵的生命树就是神希望人所拣选的那一棵树。
So that He could possess God's life, eternal life.
使人能够拥有神的生命, 就是这个永生。
So just as the tree of life represents the life of God, so does the true vine.
就好像生命树来去代表, 神的生命一样, 同样, 真葡萄树亦都代表神的生命。
God would want us to abide in that true vine, to bear His fruit and to drink of Him.
神希望我们住在这一棵真葡萄树上面, 在那里汲取, 那里的生命。
For within the vine there is strength and there is beauty.
因为在葡萄树里面, 那里有, 能力, 亦都有, 美丽。
Now, the vine, it supports all the branches and all the leaves, and all the fruit, especially when there's so much fruit.
这一棵的葡萄树,
at its base, it grows very thick. The trunk is very strong as it holds up all its members.
喺呢一棵啊樹啊嘅根啊係好啊好好好啊堅啊強硬嘅啊亦都好粗嘅啊因為佢要去啊啊托住啊上面所長嘅一切枝子同埋果子。
And of course, this is like our Lord.
啊當然啊呢度就係形容到我哋嘅主。
Who's so strong?
啊主係何等嘅啊堅固。
And who holds all of us up?
啊佢亦都係托住啊萬有嘅。
I cannot help but think of that children's song.
我實在記起一首嘅兒童嘅詩歌。
My God is so great, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that my God cannot do. I don't know how he's going to translate that.
嗰度詩歌就講到神係好偉大嘅，喺佢裏面冇難成嘅事。
He's so great, he's strong, he's so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do.
佢係好偉大嘅，好強壯嘅。佢亦都係全能嘅，喺佢裏面沒有難成嘅事。
And the way the kids normally sing the end of the song, they sing it by adding on for you and you and you and me.
咁當呢一班兒童唱一首詩歌嘅時候，通常喺呢一啲嘅歌詞之後，就係講到喺你裏面，喺我裏面沒有難成嘅事。
This is how strong the vine is.
呢一棵嘅葡萄樹就係何等嘅強壯。
This is how strong our Lord is.
我哋嘅主亦都係何等嘅堅穩。
He can do everything.
佢能夠完成一切嘅事。
Not just for himself.
唔單止係為佢自己嘅緣故。
But for all those, you and me, who are around him.
佢為你、為我、為佢一切周圍嘅人，佢都能夠成就一切。
So the Lord, he does not only strengthen us from the outside,but really from the inside out.
主唔單止喺外表裏面嚟去使我哋堅強，喺我哋從我哋嘅心底裏面亦都堅固我哋。
Just as the vine supplies all the branches, all the leaves and all the fruits through its veins and through its fibers.
就好似葡萄樹嚟去支持喺長起佢上面嘅一切枝子果子一樣。
All the nutrients work up through the roots.
所有嘅養分都係從根嚟去發出。
To the stem and the branches and the fruit eventually.
經過呢一個樹幹去到枝子，去到果子裏面。
It is at work around the clock.
呢一啲嘅養分就係喺咁樣去到果子裏面去。
Hidden from the eyes of men.
即使人嘅眼睛係睇唔到，
yet manifested in the vine's growth and the plant's growth.
但係當我哋見到呢一棵樹呢啲果子長成嘅時候，我哋就見到呢啲嘅養分。
And it is just like the word of God, how the word of God works within us.
就好似神嘅話點樣喺我哋心裏面動工一樣。
Because it's the word of God that sustains us and upholds us.
因為實在係靠住神嘅話嚟去支持我哋。
By the word of God, all things were created.
藉著神的話萬有是得到被創造。
The seen was made from the unseen.
不見的所見的是從不見的來去做出來。
It's something that we can't explain. We can barely fathom. How can that be?
是一些我們不能夠解釋的。我們會問為何能夠這樣做出來呢?
But we have to take it by faith.
但我們要憑信心。
It's by faith that the Lord works through His Word within us.
就是靠著信心。相信主喺我哋心里面嘅话动工。
Just as it is by faith for that farmer who plants the seed and waters and watches it grows.
就好似农夫凭住信心嚟去撒种嚟去淋水而呢啲植物就慢慢长出嚟。
The vine is our life source, for without the vine the branches have no life and have no fruit.
呢一个葡萄树就系生命嘅泉源。因為冇咗呢棵葡萄樹嘅話，就冇枝子，亦都冇果子。
The vine can exist without the branches, but the branches cannot exist without the vine.
呢個葡萄樹能夠冇咗枝子，冇咗果子都能夠生存，但係枝子佢係唔能夠冇咗呢一棵葡萄樹。
A branch outside the vine cannot bear fruit.
枝子離開咗葡萄樹，唔能夠結果子。
And not only that, but it will dry up and it will die.
唔單止咁樣，佢會枯乾，亦都係被扔喺火裏面。
That is, if it's before the vine dresser actually comes around and prunes it.
就係栽培嘅人嚟去剪呢啲枝子之前。
But the branch that abides in the vine is fruitful.
但係枝子住喺葡萄樹裏面就能夠結出果子出嚟。
And when there is much fruit, It is a very glorious thing.
当有好多果子嘅时候，就这一个好荣耀嘅情景。
It beautifies and enhances the whole garden of God.
能够使神嘅葡萄园能够得到美化。
You know, in the vine, we also see that there is an eagerness of life.
喺葡萄树里面，我哋亦都见到生命嗰个热切嘅期望。
We know that vines are very energetic.
我哋曉得葡萄樹係充滿能量嘅。The
shoots and the tendrils, they grow very quickly and attach themselves.
嗰啲根能夠長得好快，能夠抓實個。
And this way they can climb and they can grow and they can produce more fruit.
佢哋能夠長得好高，亦都能夠結好多果子出嚟。
You know, if one does not prune a vine regularly, then with the right elements, the vine can quickly grow out of control.
若果沒有一些栽培的人去修剪這些枝子，這棵葡萄樹能夠長得很混亂。When
I was growing up, we had two vines in our yard.
當我長大的時候，在我們家後院有兩棵葡萄樹。One
was well-loved and one was uncared for.
有一棵是我們經常修剪的。
And that's because they sat on different sides of the yard. I would remember my father. He did not spend much time in the yard. But the one thing that he did spend time doing in the yard was on this one vine.
但當他花時間在後院的時候，就花在其中一棵葡萄樹上面。
And he took care of this vine.
咁佢就好好嘅去修剪呢一棵葡萄樹。
It seemed like he was the only one who took care of this vine.
好似就係得佢一個嚟去修剪呢一棵樹。
And no one took care of the other vine.
咁冇其他人去修剪另外一個棵樹。
The other vine was a mess.
另外一棵樖樹係好有問題嘅。
But this vine that was cared for and tended, it grew so large.
但係呢一棵被我爸爸修剪嘅呢棵葡萄樹就長得非常嘅茂盛。
And each spring, each summer, you could see it grow so fast.
咁喺春天、夏天，你就見到佢長得何等嘅茂盛。
I've read that vines can grow up to an inch a day.
咁我就睇過葡萄樹能夠一日長高一寸。
And they can grow up to 100 feet long.
咁能夠長到100尺高。
And I would say the vine that we had in our yard was probably about 50 feet long.
咁我記得我後院嗰棵嘅葡萄樹就有50尺長。
It was indeed very beautiful.
實在係好漂亮一幅圖畫。
It's a wonderful display of new life when you would see the tendrils and shoots shoot out.
當我哋見到呢一啲葉枝子長出嚟嘅時候，實在見到呢一個生命嘅動力。
They just seemed a beam of joy and energy.
就係充滿着喜樂。
Much like our Lord.
就好似我哋主一樣。
Wherever he went, the crowds followed him.
無論去到邊度，群眾都係跟隨佢。
Now there always seemed to be this radiance or this glow about him.
喺佢身上就係發出呢一啲榮耀嘅光輝。
That was when he wasn't rebuking those who were too proud and too wise.
就係當佢嚟去責備嗰一啲驕傲嘅人嘅時候。
Right, but among the gentle and the pure and the seeking, he was full of radiance.
當佢喺嗰啲尋求主嘅人身上面嘅時候，佢哋主係對佢哋係何等嘅温柔。
People yearn to touch him.
人都係期望去摸我哋嘅主，to
just receive one word from him.
就係希望從主身上得到一句話。From
the time of his birth and then even unto his death, he was sought after by kings, by officials, by rulers.
就係當我哋從我哋嘅主到出世到離開世界嘅時間，王都係嚟去尋找佢。And
so, with this eagerness of life, with this fullness of life, we also see a maturity.
就係喺呢一啲對生命嘅熱切期望裏面，我哋亦都見到生命嗰個成熟。
Because vines can live a very long life.
因為葡萄樹能夠活好多嘅年日。
Typically, they're only used for 10 to 30 years when making wine.
通常佢哋只有佢哋 只係喺20至30年裏面係被你用嚟去釀酒嘅。
But they're able to live for generations beyond 100 years.
但係佢哋能夠係活多過百幾年。
Of course, there's the process by which a mother vine can be used to transplant and thereby be able to propagate and live on from generation to generation.
當然農夫能夠將呢一棵媽媽嘅葡萄樹能夠移植使佢去另外一棵樹使佢延長佢嘅壽命。
And of course, when the vine grows this old, it becomes very mature.
當呢一棵葡萄樹長到幾百年嘅時候，佢就變得好成熟。
Yet, in spite of all this maturity, we still see new growth about it.
但
係each season.
即使佢係咁成熟嘅時候，我哋仍然見到佢係每一年係長出新嘅枝子出嚟。
And so I think through this we can see the Lord's life and how he dealt with so many different types of people.
喺呢度我哋見到我哋嘅主能夠係遇見唔同嘅人。
The sick and the dying, the wise and the crafty.
有病嘅將要死嘅聰明嘅愚拙嘅。
To the young and the pure in heart, to the innocent.
嗰啲年幼嘅嗰啲清心嘅人。
Vines are very enduring.
呢一啲嘅葡萄樹實在能夠係持續好耐嘅。
I've been told that even after it's been cut off at the trunk, it's not dead.
我係睇過一度講到即使你係將呢一棵葡萄樹嘅樹幹斬落嚟，呢一棵葡萄樹仲未死嘅。
To the naked eye, it looks like it's dead.
係對於一啲肉眼嚟睇，好似呢棵樹已經死去。
Without fruit, without leaves, without branches.
冇枝子，冇果子，亦都冇呢個樹幹。
But because of its roots, it will spring back to life.
但係因為呢一棵葡萄樹嘅根，呢一棵樹能夠長出生命出嚟。
The roots are like the hidden life of God at work beneath the surface.
呢一啲嘅根就係好似神隱藏過嚟嘅生命。
Now this was the life of Christ our Lord on this earth.
呢度所形容嘅就係我哋嘅主喺地上嘅生命。
He was called the root of Jesse.
佢係被稱為耶西嘅根。
And in Isaiah 53, it's written about him that he grew up like a tender shoot and like a root out of parched ground.
喺以賽亞書第53章第二節嗰度講到，佢喺耶和華面前生長如嫩芽，像根出於乾地。
And just as quickly as he came, he was cut off from the land of the living.
就好佢係佢係何等快嘅嚟到呢個地上，佢亦都係被何等快嘅被剪除過出去。
And while much of the world thought this was his end, we know that it was not.
當世界以為呢個係佢嘅終結嘅時候，呢個卻唔係佢嘅終結。
For 3 days later, he resurrected to new life.
因為三日之後佢就復活過嚟，得到呢個新嘅生命。
Such is the enduring life of the vine.
呢一度所形容嘅就係葡萄樹呢一個持續嘅生命。
Such is the enduring life of our Lord.
同樣就係我哋主呢個持續嘅生命。
When we look at the vine, we cannot also but help to see how it consists of so many parts, yet is of one life.
當我哋睇呢一棵葡萄樹嘅時候，我哋實在能夠見到即使佢係有好多唔同嘅部分但係呢一啲唔同嘅部分都係合而為一嘅一個生命。
In the vine, we see a picture of a house with many members.
我哋喺葡萄樹裏面見到一幅圖畫就係一間屋裏面有唔同嘅肢體。
Where the members are dwelling together, abiding together,
呢一啲
working together.
肢體都係住埋一齊能夠互相同工嘅。
Now there's 3 relationships that I would like to quickly point out.
喺呢度我哋見到有三個嘅關係願意同大家。
The first is in verse 1 between the vine dresser and the vine.
第一個關係就係呢個栽培嘅人同埋葡萄樹嘅關係。
It's a picture of the father and the son working together.
就係父同埋子一同作工嘅一幅圖畫。
The farmer is tending the vine, pruning back the branches, allowing it to be more fruitful.
呢一個農夫就去修理修剪呢一棵葡萄樹，要佢結更多嘅果子出嚟。
Did we read or have we ever seen the vine fighting back?
我哋有冇見過葡萄樹會去唔接受去反抗呢一啲嘅修剪呢？
Now, this is a picture of submission and working coordinately.
喺呢度我哋見到一幅係順服嘅圖畫。
As painful as it may be for the vine, as painful as it was for our Lord.
對於呢一棵葡萄樹嚟講，可能係好痛苦嘅。同樣對於我哋嘅主嚟講，係可能好痛苦嘅。
Jesus learned to be obedient and submissive to the Father God.
但係主係學習順服。
So, second, we observe the relationship between the vine and the branches.
第二個關係我們見到就是葡萄樹和枝子的關係。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 5.
我是葡萄樹，你們是枝子，常在我裡面的，我也常在他們裡面。若因為離了我，你們就不能作什麼。
This is a verse that we should know very well.
呢一節嘅經文我哋應該都好熟悉。
It's posted on our website.
因為喺我哋嘅網址裡面就係有呢節嘅經文。
We always talk about 2 Corinthians 5:17.
我哋成日都係講到哥林多後書第五章第十七節。
I think we all know what that one is because that's posted on the outside of the walls here.
因為大家都應該曉得，因為我哋嘅門口就有呢節嘅聖經。
But how many of us know? Verse 5.
但係我哋有幾多係曉得呢度嘅第五節咧
？He's the vine and we are the branches. We are to abide in him.
我是葡萄樹，你們是枝子。我哋要住喺主裏面。
And when we do, what happens?
當我哋住喺主裏面嘅時候，會發生咩事情咧
？He abides in us.
主就常在我們裏面。
And then we are able to bear much fruit.
我哋就能夠多結果子。
You know, the word abide is something that is used many times in this passage, 10 times.
喺呢一段嘅经文里面，住在呢一个字出现咗十次。
It means to stay, to dwell, to continue, to remain.
嘅意思就系要停留喺里面，住喺里面，居住喺里面。
And so here we really get a picture of what the vine is.
所以喺呢度我哋实在见到葡萄树。
We get a glimpse of the house of God.
喺我哋呢度亦都见到神嘅家系如何。
The vine is a dwelling place for us branches.
葡萄树就系枝子所居住嘅地方。
Is a dwelling place for God's people.
神嘅家就系神嘅子民所居住嘅地方。
And the outcome of this dwelling, the outcome of this living, is fruit.
而呢一个住喺里面。嘅結果就係結出果子嚟。
Not just fruit, but more fruit, much fruit.
唔單止係果子，係多結果子，好多嘅果子。
That's stated 5 times in this passage.
喺呢節嘅經文裡面係出現過五次嘅。
Third relationship that we can just quickly look at is those of us who are in the vine.
第三嘅關係就係嗰一班喺枝子裡面嘅人。
We are to love one another just as Christ loved us.
我哋要彼此相爱，就好似基督爱我们一样。
It's not a matter of not getting tangled up with one another.
唔系讲到点样唔好烦扰大家。
Sometimes we have that attitude that I just have to stay out of this person's way. I don't want to get messed up with them.
好多时候
I don't want to start arguing with them.
我哋就有咁嘅心态，我就唔好同呢个肢体嚟去交通，因为如果我咁做嘅时候，我就会自己找麻烦。
But we don't serve a God of knots.
但系我哋都系服侍一个，都系服侍神嘅。
We serve a God who wants us to do things.
我哋所服侍嘅神都系希望我哋去作工嘅。
Not a God who does not want us to do things.
我哋所服侍嘅唔系一个唔希望我哋作工嘅神。
He would want us as branches to learn to support one another, to complement one another.
主系希望我哋呢一班枝子嚟去彼此嘅去支持。
Imagine if one branch on the vine got too large and too big.
想象一下一條嘅枝子喺葡萄樹上面長得太大太長。
And the branch on the other side was too small.
而喺另外一邊嘅枝子佢係好細嘅。
We know that this vine would not grow properly.
我哋就曉得呢一棵葡萄樹就唔能夠正常嘅成長。
And it may tip over because it was imbalanced.
呢一棵葡萄樹可能會隨時冧落嚟，因為一邊重一邊輕。
We as brothers and sisters then need to learn this lesson.
我哋作為弟兄姊妹就要學呢一個功課。
To care for one another, appreciate one another.
我哋要彼此欣賞彼此嘅關懷。
For all the gifts and the talents that He has given uniquely to each one of us.
因為主係將唔同嘅恩賜賜過俾我哋。
That we don't uphold or elevate our gift above another brother's or sister's gift.
叫我哋學習唔好將我哋 自己嘅恩赐看为比其他人嘅恩赐强。
To live in the vine is it takes an active role and it also yet takes a passive role.
要住喺呢一棵葡萄树有呢一个正面嘅亦都有系被动嘅。
Because we are told to abide in Him.
因为我哋系被吩咐要住喺主里面。
And allow Him to abide in us.
然后让主住喺我哋里面。
We have our part and the Lord has His part.
我哋有我哋所需要嘅责任。主亦都有佢所作嘅份。
We need to be faithful in what it is that the Lord calls us to do.
我哋要喺主呼召我哋所作嘅事上忠心。
And He will be faithful in what He's supposed to do for us.
主同样亦都会喺佢应许我哋所作嘅事情上面佢会信实。
Abiding of the vine speaks of fellowship, of sharing, of even intimacy.
住喺葡萄树里面所讲到嘅交通分享
is a picture of being interconnected.
就是一幅好亲密互相联系嘅图画。
We all share the same life. We all drink from the same fountain.
我哋都系分享同一个嘅生命。我哋亦都系从同一个水源嚟去饮嘅。
And as such, then, more than any other people in this world, there should be an openness and transparency amongst us.
所以我哋应该系比其他世界嘅人更加嘅透明。
Because it's not about me, myself.
因为我哋所讲到嘅唔系再单系我哋自己。
It's not about how I look or even about how I feel.
唔系净系讲到我有啲咩嘅表现亦都唔系讲到我哋嘅感觉系如何。
Because we know God has a greater purpose.
因为我哋晓得神有一个更高嘅目的。
It's about Christ.
就系关乎到基督。
The life of the branch is in the vine.
葡萄枝子嘅生命就喺葡萄树上面。
Really, as branches, we are nothing. Yet the vine is everything.
作为枝子，我哋唔系啲咩，喺葡萄树里面，佢系一切。
A true fellowship begins when we learn to give of ourselves.
真正嘅交通就是在当我们学习得晓将我们自己放低的时候。
And when we learn to let go,
当我们学习到放低自己的时候。
And to give up of our time, of our resources.
将我们的时间我们的资源放低的时候。
For the benefit of others.
为着其他人缘故。
I recall, this young man that I met this summer.
我记得在过去的暑假是遇见一个年轻人。
It had been many years since I had last seen him.
我好多年都冇见呢位年轻人了。
At least 5-7 years.
相信有五至七年嘅时间。
He was about the son, the age of my eldest son, maybe a little bit older.
我相信佢好似我嘅大仔嘅年龄一样。
I remember him when he was very little.
我记得佢细个嘅时候。
And sometimes I would get to spend time with him and teach him some simple lessons at meetings.
記得佢細個嘅時候，我會有時間去教佢。
And as the years went by, I would see him less and less at these special meetings and conferences.
但係年日過嘅時候，我就慢慢越嚟越少見呢一位年輕人。
I would continue to see his father.
我會繼續見到佢嘅爸爸。
And whenever I saw his father, without pause, without end, he would always come up to me. And asked me to pray for his sons.
咁我每一次见到佢嘅爸爸嘅时候，佢爸爸都会走过嚟，系要求我同佢一齐为着佢嘅儿子嚟去祈祷。
And so this happened for many years, where I would, as he grew up, the boy grew up and became a teenager, I would see him less and less.
咁就当日子就系咁样过嘅时候。經歷咗年少嘅時候，我就越嚟越少見呢位年輕人。
But his father would still come up and ask me to pray for his sons.
但係佢爸爸仍然會繼續走過嚟叫我同佢為佢嘅兒子嚟。
And then finally it came to this point in time where I saw neither father nor son.
咁到一個地步我見唔到呢個年輕人，亦都見唔到呢個年輕人嘅爸爸。
And it wasn't until this past summer at the West Coast Conference.
直至過去嗰個嘅暑假喺西岸特會裏面。
I saw him again.
我就見到呢位年輕人。
This, This young boy who had become a young man.
这一位年少的变成一位年轻的大人。
And we share and we caught up with one another.
那我们就有一些时间交通。
And it was wonderful. I think the Lord really kept him.
实在是很美好的，因为我见到主是一直的去找住他。
But I found out that what really allowed him to stay within the Lord, what really helped was there was a dear sister.
那我就见到原来是有一位姊妹。 在他生命里面，帮助这位年轻人能够住在主里面。
Who regularly prayed for and reached out to this young man.
这位姊妹是时常地去为着这位年轻人去祈祷，亦都是去找这位年轻人。
All these years, even after he had left and no longer assembled with them.
就是在这些年日里面，即使这位年轻人已经离开了当地的教会。 这位姊妹都是时常的去寻找这位年轻人。
And through our time of sharing, I found out that his father had passed away.
从这位年轻人的交通里面，亦都发现原来他爸爸已经离开这个地上。
And of course, this affected the young man's life.
当然，这件事就大大影响这位年轻人。
But through the prayers of the sister and through her love and probably the love of other saints.
但是藉着这位姊妹对这位年轻人的爱，this
young man was not lost. This brother was not lost.
这位年轻人是没有离开的。
So there was this sharing, this willingness to give up of oneself.
这里我实在是见到一个愿意将自己放低的一个见证。
For the good of a weak member.
就是为着一位软弱的年轻人的缘故。
And so that is a simple picture of how the Lord would want us to serve one another and to care for one another.
这幅图画实在是叫我们见到，主是希望我们如何的来去互相服侍。
To not necessarily just be so focused on doing what's right or saying what's right or being right.
叫我们不是时常去集中去讲一些对的话，去分享一些对的话，做一些对的事情。
Or so much about how we feel and how it looks.
亦都不是叫我们集中在我们应该怎样去表现自己，怎样去使我们有什么感觉。
Because when the Lord works,
因为当主作工的时候,
He's able to do that which is glorious.
主能够做荣耀的事。
That which is far better and far more magnificent than anything that you and I could ever do in our own strength, in our own ability.
他所作的是比我们能力以来所作的事情更加的荣耀。
Because it's the Lord who produces the fruit.
因为是主自己结出果子来。
As we read and on and we continue to share through this, I just want to share really one last point.
当我们在这段经文交通的时候，我愿意和大家分享最后一点。
And that is the fruit of love and the fruit of joy that we bear.
就是这个爱心和喜乐的果子。
Love is the mark of our Lord's life.
爱心就是我们主生命的表现。
And we see it in the picture of the vine.
我们同样在葡萄树的图画里面见到。
It starts at the top. It starts at that which is the strongest. And it flows out to that which is weak.
是在这棵树的顶那里见到，就是从强壮的来去流到这些软弱的。
Now the Father cares for the vine.
父是很关怀这棵葡萄树。
And the vine loves the branches.
葡萄树爱枝子。
And the branches are to abide in that love.
枝子要住在这个爱的里面。
And we as branches in our abiding, we are commanded to love one another.
我们作为枝子住在葡萄树里面，我们是被吩咐要彼此相爱。
We see that as a sacrificial type of love.
我们见到这个是牺牲的爱。
And this is what the Lord speaks unto his disciples.
而主亦都是这样吩咐他的门徒。
That greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends.
是人为朋友舍命，人的爱心是没有比这样大的。
Christ, he was our friend.
基督就是我们的朋友。
And he laid down his life for us.
他将他的生命为着我们缘故放低。
So that we may be able to live through him.
使我们能够藉着他来去活。
When there is love, then there is fruit.
当有爱的时候, 就有果子结出来。
Consider how life is produced in the womb.
我们思想一下,
Consider how life is formed within the womb.
生命如何在母腹里面生长出来。
And think about how fruit is produced on the tree, on the vine.
我们也是思想一下, 果子怎样在葡萄树的枝子,
is it a result of the branch or is it a result of the vine?
是不是因着枝子还是因着葡萄树呢?
I mean, really, it's both. The vine loves the branches, and when the branch abides in the vine's love, then there is fruit.
是都要靠两样的, 就是当葡萄树去爱这个枝子, 枝子就能够结出果子出来。
But we must not give ourselves too much credit.
但是我们不要以为自己是万能。
For as the branch, we are only those who bear the vine, bear the fruit. We don't produce the fruit.
因为作为枝子，我们只是的责任就是结出果子来，不是将这些果子是做出生出来的。
The fruit is produced from the working of the vine.
果子是因着葡萄树的生命而长出来。
The fruit is the result of the life of the vine.
果子是因着葡萄树的生命而能够生出来。
The branches only carry and bear the fruit, display the fruit.
枝子只是将这些果子显露出来。
So it is with the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
同样圣灵所结的果子在我们的生命。
Whether it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness.
无论是爱心、良善、节制、喜乐。
No, we don't produce the fruit.
我们不是生这些果子出来。
It's Christ who does it.
是基督将这些果子出来。
And He allows us to display it.
他是让我们能够将这些圣灵的果子显露出来。
When there is fruit, there is joy.
当果子结出来的时候,
when there's a harvest, there's a celebration.
当丰收的时候, 就有这个庆祝。
When we are connected to Christ, then there is much joy.
当我们是与基督联系过来的时候, 我们就有喜乐。
In verse 11, our Lord tells us that He speaks these things to us so that our joy may be made full.
在第11节那里讲到, 这些事我已经对你们说, 是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里, 并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
The Lord not only wants to fill us with His joy, but He wants to fill us to the rim until we're overflowing.
主不单止是要将喜乐存在我们心里面，他是希望我们的喜乐能够满足。
Until we are completely satisfied. And not only are we satisfied, but our Lord Himself is satisfied as well.
直至我们能够完全的满足，而不单止是我们满足，是主自己能够完全的满足。
This is such a positive and such an encouraging message that the Lord would have for us and His people.
这个信息实在是主愿意我们能够得到的。That
in the midst of maybe some pruning in our lives,
在我们的生命中，可能我们经历一些的修剪,
that the Lord has something greater in store.
叫我们见到主为我们预备了更多,
that He would want us to bear fruit.
主是希望我们能够结果子。
And bearing fruit, we know, is not something that is necessarily easy.
我们晓得结果子不是一件容易的事情。
Of course, we can ask any mother here.
我们可以问我们在座当中的母亲。
We as men don't know what it is to have to bear.
我们作为
to labor.
男士们、弟兄，我们不晓得生孩童是什么回事。
Compared to a mother with child.
当生个婴孩的母亲就会晓得。
Months and months on end.
是经历过很多个月。
Carrying this bowling ball, this watermelon.
就是去驮着这个很重的，好像瓜一样那么重的孩童。
Backaches, cramps, nausea, vomiting.
背痛，又会想呕，又会头痛。
We as men, fathers, we can only see it.
作为父亲，作为弟兄，我们就是看的。
We can only empathize with our wives.
我们只能够去体谅一下我们的太太。
This is what bearing fruit consists of.
但这里所讲到的就是结果子所需要经历的过程。
It is not easy.
唔容易嘅。
But in the end, it is joyful.
但系喺结果，我哋能够得到喜乐。
And hopefully, even in the midst of all the burden, it is still joyful.
实在喺呢一啲嘅苦难中，同样能够喜乐。
Because we know that this is the Lord's work.
因为我哋晓得呢啲嘅过程系主嘅作工。
This is the Lord's purpose.
呢一个系主嘅目的。
Because when we bear fruit, it glorifies God.
因为当我哋结果子嘅时候，父神就得到荣耀。
As it says in verse 8.
好似第八节嗰度。
By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
The purpose of the branch is to abide in the vine and to bear fruit.
枝子嘅目的就系要住喺葡萄树里面，结出果子来。
The purpose of the branch is to abide in the vine and to bear fruit.
枝子嘅目的就係要常住喺葡萄樹裏面。
The purpose of the vine is to produce much fruit in the abiding branches.
枝子嘅目的就係要多結果子出嚟。And
the vine is to bring glory to the vine dresser.
而葡萄樹嘅目的就係將榮耀係帶俾栽培嘅人。And
the purpose of the vine dresser is to tend the vine by taking away the fruitless branches and pruning.
而栽培嘅人嘅目的就係要修剪呢一棵葡萄樹，將唔見果子嘅修剪出嚟。The
vine dresser prunes the fruitful branches so that it bears even more fruit.
栽培嘅人要修剪呢一棵葡萄樹，使呢一棵葡萄樹嘅枝子能夠結出更多嘅果子。So
when all of this is working together coordinately, then we have a beautiful picture.
當呢幾樣嘅事情互相聯繫、互相作工嘅時候，我哋就見到呢幅好美麗嘅圖畫。
And it is satisfying and glorifying not only to the vine dresser.
而當一切都係咁樣運行嘅時候，栽培嘅人就得到榮耀。
But then also to the vine and the branches.
唔單止係栽培嘅人，對於呢棵葡萄樹同埋葡萄樹上嘅枝子，佢哋亦都得到喜樂。
It is something that indeed is glorious.
實在一幅好榮耀嘅圖畫。
Thank the Lord that we can partake in His glory in this small way.
感謝主，我哋能夠喺神嘅榮耀裏面有份。
That we can be part of this glorious vine.
我哋能夠喺呢一棵榮耀嘅葡萄樹裏面有份。
And sometimes, even though it may not feel like it, when we're going through some pruning in our lives,
有時或者我哋經歷修剪嘅時候，我哋唔喜悅。
Keep in mind what God's ultimate purpose is.
但我哋實在要記得神嗰個嘅目的係如何。
That He would want us to bear fruit.
神希望我哋結果子。
And learn to be able to glorify Him.
要學習榮耀佢。
Hold on to the vine, abide and continue in Christ our Lord.
要住喺呢一棵葡萄樹裏面，就係我哋嘅主耶穌基督。
And He will display His life, His love, His fruit, and His joy in us.
主就會將祂的生命、將祂的喜樂、將祂的愛能夠在我們身上顯露出來。
All to the glory of the Father.
是完全為著榮耀父的緣故。
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this simple message that you give to us.
天父，我們多謝你給我們簡單的話。
It seems like a very plain and ordinary metaphor.
或者是一個很簡單的比喻。
And yet, it is profound and it is very meaningful.
但它是深奧的，它是充滿意思的。
We see in it your tenderness for us.
我們在裡面見到你對我們的溫柔。
Of how you would care for us so much.
你是何等的是愛我們。
That you have what is best in store for us.
你都為我們預備最好的。
Allow us to learn to yield to you.
教導我們，將我們自己放低。
And to learn to abide in the vine.
使我們學習。 住在葡萄樹裡面,
that we might see Christ and His strength and His beauty and His glory.
使我們見到基督的美麗、基督的愛、基督的能力。
That He is our source of life and our source of love and our source of joy.
使我們見到基督就是生命、愛心的泉源。
For we know we have no good apart from Him.
因為我們曉得離開主，我們不是什麼。
And so we ask that you will allow us to retain this in the days ahead.
主，求你使我們將你對我們的話 收藏起嚟。
In spite of whatever troubles or challenges we may have before us.
即使我哋生活上遇到唔同嘅困難。
We do not look at our circumstances.
使我哋叫我哋唔好淨係望我哋嘅境況。
But we want to turn our eyes upon you.
叫我哋嘅眼睛能夠轉向耶穌。
We want to place our trust in the true vine.
使我哋嘅信心係放喺呢一棵真葡萄樹上面。
Because he is our hope.
因為呢一棵真葡萄樹就係我哋嘅希望。
May all the glory and honor be given back to you.
願榮耀、重讚都歸俾你。
In Jesus' name, we pray these things.
祈禱奉耶穌嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.